looking at the word excellence. Excellence is simply about becoming the best. Becoming the best. When you say something is excellent, what you attach to that thing is that. That thing is the best. And you know something, whether you are doing a business, you are a student, you are building a business, you are a civil servant, you are in ministry, whatever you do, you are making a presentation, you are hosting an event, you are creating, you are singing, you are writing, you are speaking. In every area of life, excellence is demanded. That makes you to be the best. That's what excellence does. Excellence is doing something to the best of your ability. You do something to the best of your ability. That is what God expects of our lives. That we do things to the best of our ability. You don't just do things in an average manner. There are people who simply just do what they do. But excellent people don't just do things. They want to make that thing to be the best of their ability. This is important as we are laying that foundation this morning. Excellence is going beyond average. There are many average people on the earth. Many average people. Many average people. But every time you talk about excellence, excellence is passing above average, going above average, going beyond average. That's excellence. Go beyond average. In other words, excellence means you stand out. You stand out. In your place of work, you stand out. Something has brought you beyond the common. That's excellence. Common is common everywhere, but excellence is uncommon. Excellence is uncommon. Excellence is outperforming the expectation of others. That's what excellence is all about. I outperform the expectation of others. This is the expectation upon you, but you go above it. You outperform it. Excellence is ascending higher than the set standard. Ascending higher. A standard has been set, but you ascend higher than that standard. Excellence is refusing to settle for mediocrity that others have settled for. There's something about you that is saying, I am not going to settle for mediocrity. I am not just going to settle. I go beyond the bar. That's excellence. Excellence is rejecting the idea of doing enough is okay. There is this idea of, I have done enough. You don't see excellent people who will say, I have done enough. They do more than enough. And I'm not just saying this to us. I want you to know that this that I've been saying about excellence is a spirit. I have met people who will say, if they didn't praise me, I will praise myself. I have done enough. No. Excellent people don't even praise themselves. When you meet people who are excellent, they will tell you, I have done nothing. And you are saying to them, you have done something. And they say, no, what have I done? I know that I can do more than this. So excellence does not settle for, this is enough to go by. If this spirit is in us, my God, we will operate in what is called excellent glory. If you have this spirit that I'm talking about, oh my God, we will. It doesn't matter how we are now. It doesn't matter how we are operating now. Watch out for us. If we can just have it in us and we be people of excellent spirit, not settling for the expectation of others. I was in a vehicle yesterday, and in the radio they were advertising a particular thing. And to convince people, you know, in advert they have their cliche that we just have to convince people. And what they were saying is that everybody is doing it. Everybody is doing it. Everybody is doing it. So you go and do it. Everybody is doing it. That's the word. And the more they were hammering on, everybody is doing it. Everybody is doing it. They believe that it affects you to a point that you also want to do it. But excellent people don't just do what everybody is doing. They do what everybody don't really do. Because everywhere you find majority, you find mediocrity. Everywhere you find majority, you find mediocrity. That's why excellence does not command the multitude. It only commands the few. You can't be excellent and have majority mentality. You must be among the minority. Excellence belongs to the minority. If you look at excellent people in any organization, they are in the minority. So go and look at people who are in organizations and you find them as people who are majority. At the end of the day, you will know that this is a company of mediocres. Because excellence is not easy. As we are going to be seeing it this month. And I believe that God is going to be having something to do with our spirit. We will become excellent in our generation. We will operate in excellence in our generation. My burden is that every one of us should be excellent in whatever we do, wherever we are, whatever vocation is identified within. You don't just do it. I wrote a particular book for our Leadership Academy Coprella, Purpose Reminder Leadership Academy. There's a particular book that I wrote about I don't remember the course now. And I remember that while I was writing that course material, this particular slogan of Nike came to me. And you know what the slogan of Nike is? That, you know, some of us use their canvas, you use their shirts. What does it look like? Just do it. And you know something? I now wrote it there that don't just do it excellently. Excellent people don't just do things. That's why they are found among the minority. So we are establishing this before we go into the scripture. Excellence is making effort to be extraordinary. Excellence is making effort. Excellence requires effort. A lazy person can never be excellent. A lazy person. If you are lazy, you can't be excellent because you just feel that, okay, like I mentioned earlier, you won't make effort to make what you do to be extraordinary. You are satisfied. Personally, as you are looking at me, it is very hard for me to even please myself. So if I have people around me, it is hard to really get me pleased. I may not talk, but I am not pleased. When I look at certain things, I look at certain, you know, behaviors, I look at certain performances, I always expect excellence. Not because I expect it from people, but myself, I get dissatisfied with myself every day. There has been no day that has ended that I look at it. There is no day that I don't thank God. I thank God, Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for what you have helped me to do. But there is no day I can say, oh, what a day. I have passed the mark. No. There's something within me that always make me to know you it can be more than this. So you make effort to be extraordinary. If you don't make that effort, you can't be it. It's quite important. So excellence is making an effort to be extraordinary. Excellence is striving to make a difference. When you are in your place of work, we must find out what is making you to be different. When they look at the work you do, is it different in excellence? Anywhere you work, anywhere, anything you do, and I'm not saying even doing big things, because excellence begins from little things. You sweep. Excellent person, after he has swept and is looking at this particular thing, looking tiny, excellence will go there and said, I'm picking it. Excellence will overlook little things, look little fault. Excellence won't do that. Excellence loves perfection. And you know, God said, be perfect. That's what the scripture says. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. So, excellence pursues perfection. So, when you pursue perfection, you become excellent. Excellence is reaching forth to your highest potential. Reaching forth to your highest potential. As we are seated here, we are a bunch of great potentials. You know, potential is about what you can be. what you can do, your capacity. If we begin to release our potential in this place, I mean, in this place will be transformed in no time. We will impact this environment, because it's quite wonderful how some of us, organizations secularly, not even kingdomly, are enjoying our potential, because they know how to tap what is in you by incentive. So money drives you. You give your best. But that's what we are not, that's what I want to talk about this morning. When they give you, when they tell you that this is how much, can we give you a raise? So go and look at people who work on meeting target. You want to, sometimes when you see money, you want to put in your best. So your potential that you don't even know you have begins to come alive, because you want to get that incentive. That tells you there's something in you. So excellence wants to reach for the highest potential. Oh, thank you, Father. Excellence means you are breaking the limitations of life. Life is full of limitations, but you are breaking. Excellence is either finding a way to be the best or making one for yourself. Finding a way to be the best, or you forge one for yourself. You just make one. You just say, no, I have to. If this is, there is no way here to be the best, I create a path. So excellent people are trailblazers. They are pathfinders. They are pathfinders. You can't tell excellent people there is no way here. That's why excellent people are leaders. We are still coming to that this month. Excellent leadership. When I sit with people and they tell me when we want to do something, anytime, those who are very close to me know, I don't like to hear it can't be done. I want to hear how we can do it. Excellent people are never pessimistic. They are never negative. They know that it can always be done. It can always be done. And that's why they get it done. Excellent people get things done. They know it can always be done. You can't be a leader when you look at, the first thing they ask you is that, and the first thing that comes to your mind is, it can be done. There's nothing that cannot be done. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And God is an excellent God. That's the way God wants us to think. In your organization, anywhere you see any great thing, being done, somebody is carrying excellent spirit who has refused to settle for no. So majority follow such a person. That's why people love what is already made. Excellent people are pioneers. others don't want to attend. Those who are excellent, they don't go for cheap things, easy things. That's why in a place like this, you can't be part of this kind of a mission, an assignment, and we journey together over the years, and you will not emerge eventually as an excellent person. That's why when you have a walk like this, some people can never be able to journey with you. They have to drop along the way, along the way, along the way, along the way. Those that will make it are those that you'll be able to say, these are excellent people. Because people naturally love what is made. What is cooked. That's what people naturally love. For excellence, we either find a way or make one. Now, the book of Daniel chapter 6. I think I've said enough about excellence. What do we need to now really know about it? Quite important. All that I've said, let this be registered in your heart. Excellence is first of all a spirit. Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1. We all know, many of us know the story of Daniel very well. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the old kingdom, and over these three presidents. I want you to take note, oh. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes. That is 120 leaders. We should be over the whole kingdom. 120 leaders. Then, over this and over this, three presidents, over 120 leaders, they will have three presidents, of whom Daniel was first. So let's look at 120 leaders, three president, then among three president, one is a leader of the president, and that's Daniel. I don't know whether you take note of that. So that they might give, that the princes might give account unto them. So they have people who are going to be accountable to them. When you are excellent, others are accountable to you. That's why we need excellent leadership in Nigeria. And the king should have no damage. Take note. So where excellence is at work, damage is not found. Damage is destruction. Damage is corruption. When Nigeria begins to operate in excellence, corruption becomes a thing of the past. When you have excellent spirit in your place of work, there will be no damage in whatever that you are in charge of. You don't take damage means you don't take anything for granted. That's why, you know, it's quite important that this is a teaching we need to give our hearts to. We live in a nation now, nobody cares if it is not your own. If it damages, it damages. You live in a nation now that you throw nylon on the road, somebody else can come and pick it. A disorganized environment, a disorganized system. We love to damage than to transform. When we are put in charge of a thing, you don't care what happens to that thing. If it is not the money that is flowing from me, many of us take care of things that you directly invest on, but if you are put in charge of something, you don't care what happens to that thing. That's not excellent spirit. Are you together with me? I'm laying a foundation. That's the kind of spirit we have in this nation that is damaging Nigeria. Honestly speaking. And it's affecting everywhere. At a particular time, during the last convention that the GO was talking about, he asked the ministers to pray. The first prayer that was prayed at the ministers' conference is that God should release fire upon some people who have decided internally to be tampering with the sound during major program in order to be making money. Do you see that? People, and they are not outsiders, they are insiders, they are church members, they may be workers, they are in charge of the technical, they are in charge there, and somebody will just go there and cause a damage so that they can say, okay, take money, go and repair, and you feed, you make money on the inconveniences of others. So anywhere you see things getting damaged, excellence is lacking. We have a damaged road. We have a damaged system. We have a damaged, infrastructures. It is a responsibility of no one. Then excellent spirit is not there. We need to ask God for excellent spirit in Nigeria. And you know something? It has to begin with us. When you have excellent spirit, you don't need to be a leader. When you see something damaged here, all that you are looking for, you are not going to criticize it. How you are going to transform it is what you are going to be looking for. But many of us do as if we don't see things like that. And you know, we just feel that, wow, it doesn't concern me. It's personally damaging because every good thing you do to yourself increases your value. When you behave well, of course, it affects other people personally for good, but the great value is for you. So when you have excellent spirit and you practice excellence, you are increasing in value. When you live a life of I just ignore it, you reduce in value. That's why you can see places where somebody will labor and work, and when a successor comes there, it damages everything. Because it lacks excellent spirit. Somebody has taken something from the scratch, building it, making the best out of it, and somebody just come right there. Somebody just get there. And that's why this teaching is very important. This mission is raising leaders. I hope you know that's one of our three core mission objective. Mission. Leadership. Developing leaders. Raising leaders. You can't get out of here with all the lead class is doing, and you should not be different. In your place of work, They should be able to look at you. If this mission should say, okay, let's hand over this department, this assignment, you must have excellent spirit to ensure there will be no damage. That's the word. No damage. Where excellence is at work, there is no damage. Excellence does not damage things. Excellence builds. We can't overemphasize this. And where there is no accountability, damage continues. You see a nation now. You see a people now. Many of us, you see, anywhere you are, you have to be accountable. Where accountability is firm, excellence continues. Because accountability reduces damage or damages to a very, very minimum level. So that the king should have no damage. Verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes. One man was preferred above the three president and above all the 120 leaders. And excuse me, Babylon is not a place where a mediocre can be appointed. Are you together with me? No. If you study Babylon, Babylon, it wasn't a place where they just put somebody and just say, okay, you be there and be a prince, be a leader. No! They go through training for about 3 years. And after, the kind of training they give to them is a king's class training. They take them through training of skills, training of all kinds of knowledge, philosophy, training of all kinds. And at the end of the day, they now select them and say, okay, this has become a leader. But in all this, Daniel was preferred. Why? Are you in your Bible? Because of what? Because an excellent spirit was in him. Where you are, when excellent spirit is in you, you will be preferred. To be preferred, do you know what that means? It means there are many others, but you are singled out. This is a testimony I want to be having about us. This is a testimony the Lord wants to be having about us. That anywhere you are not among the rest. You are topping the best. You must have a spirit that wants to say, I don't want to settle among the rest. Let the rest go here. No, don't let me be found among the rest. I don't know about you. There is a dissatisfaction in me. That's not the kind of a spirit I love to carry. He was preferred. Among the 120, he was preferred. Among the three that led the 120, he was preferred. Because of one thing. Excellent spirit. And the king thought to set him over the what? The whole realm. So excellence takes you from one level of authority to another. Over 120, over three presidents, and then over the whole realm. Don't you desire that? I can't hear us. I desire it too. But it's more than a desire. The first thing in the life of Daniel that makes excellent spirit is called excellent purpose. The opening of this exploit of Daniel, how he was preferred, how all these things came to be, happened because Daniel had what is called excellent purpose. Now, very quickly, Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. This is where the journey of excellence of Daniel started from. But Daniel proposed in his heart. Daniel was a man of purpose. To be excellent or to have excellent spirit, you must be a person of excellent purpose. You must be a man, a woman, a student, a child of purpose. Anything that is excellent begins with excellent purpose. If you don't have a purpose, your life will be without direction. Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. What is purpose? Purpose is a resolve. You resolve. There is a resolve of who you want to be and who you are not meant to be. That is what purpose is all about. A resolve of who you want to be, who God has created you to be. This is who God wants me to be, and this is who I am not meant to be. Purpose defines who you are and who you are not. And in the world where people lack purpose, you can't afford not to have one. You must not start to work in an organization without setting your purpose straight. Who are you meant to be in that organization? Who are you not meant to be? You can't get to a community without setting your purpose right. Everything that is glorious with God begins with the purpose of God. Purpose is not just a resolve. It's a deliberate attitude. Somebody with purpose is deliberate. That person is not just emotional about things. That person responds to everything in a deliberate manner. He does things deliberately. Daniel got to the land of idolatry, a land where God is not honored, where God is not glorified, and Daniel said, I, Daniel, am going to be deliberate here about who I am and who I am not going to be. Do you live a deliberate life? We live in a world now that people are not deliberate. Or they are deliberate on the wrong things. But it's going to take a great purpose, called excellent purpose, for you to be deliberate in what is right. in what is godly. So you can't attain, you can't operate in Daniel's order of excellence, rising and rising to make impact in your generation if you are not a deliberate person. It was so deliberate. For this kind of this offer, I'm not part of it. Are you deliberate about decisions? Are you deliberate about the thinking? Are you deliberate about choices you make? A woman and a man of purpose is ever deliberate. Purpose is an intention. You have an intention. You have an intention. And purpose is a fixed art. A fixed art. Your art is fixed on something. The Bible says, and Daniel purposed in his heart. So purpose is a proof of the state of your heart. When you become a person of purpose, the state of your heart is proved. And also, purpose is a determination. Every time you talk about purpose, is a determination. In Psalm 17 and verse 3, Psalm 17 verse 3, those who make determinations, they are people who are purposeful. You have determined. In Esther chapter 4 and verse 14, Esther was a lady, a woman of determination. She was a woman of purpose. Let me begin to round up. In all this that I've said, are you excellent on these things? Do you have excellent resolve? Do you have, are you being deliberate excellently? Do you have excellent intention? Now let's round off with this before we go into the prayer encounter service. What are the tests of excellent purpose? Because you know, purpose is relative. There is a wicked purpose. There is a good purpose. There is a godly purpose. There is an ungodly purpose. There are people who are causing great damage in this nation now on purpose. They have a resolve to damage everything. And you have some people who want to cause change who don't have any resolve. Some people have resolved to die in causing damage, causing corruption, making things not to work, and they want to die on that. And you get there without any resolve, and you want to confront such people, they will frustrate you. So it is not only in the kingdom of God that we have purpose of God. People of the devil, they have the purpose of the devil. So you must now understand what is called the test of purpose. What can make your purpose to be excellent? How can we look at your own purpose in life and say, okay, this is not a wicked purpose. This is a purpose that will stand the test of excellence. Anywhere you are representing Jesus, this is a test, because every purpose that will be excellent, that will be the best for God, that will accomplish the purpose of God, must be tested. And it's going to be tested by you understanding this, anytime you set out to live a life of purpose, expect frustration over your purpose. Ezra chapter 4 verse 5. Let's read that very quickly. Ezra chapter 4 verse 5. A lot of people have good intention. They have good determination, wonderful resolve of the heart, and all that, but yet they are frustrated. Ezra chapter 4 verse 5. You become their enemy because you don't want them to execute their purpose. A brother in the Lord said to me recently and said, "Sir, help me to pray." He worked under a person, and there is another person who also worked under that person. And then he said the person just hated him. Hated, and he was looking, why is this? He said, if he says anything, this person is going to counter it. If he says this, this person is going to counter it. And he realized that this person has a negative plan. But he that is trying to stand to say, oh, we are going to get things right here, he has directly become the enemy of this. So when you check verse 5, what did they now do? They hired counselors against them in order to do what? I can't hear you. To frustrate their purpose. To frustrate their purpose. So when your purpose is not excellent, it will be frustrated. The word excellent is also from the word excel. Excel. When your purpose is not above, it's not excellent, it's not all that I've described about excellence, they will frustrate that purpose. You just look like somebody, and I have good intention, and this is what I want to do, and they are frustrating it. So what are the tests you must pass if your purpose will be excellent and it will not be frustrated anywhere you are? Number one is test of spirituality. Test of spirituality. Excellence on purpose must begin from the spirit. Your purpose, anytime you have a purpose, anywhere you are, you must be a person of the spirit. What singled Daniel out in Babylon is that he first of all decided to become a man of the spirit. Do you know in that Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, what Daniel did is that this food has to do with the flesh. The delicacy of the king gratifies the flesh. But Daniel now made a purpose. had a purpose and said, I, Daniel, will not focus first of all on what will promote my flesh, but what will promote my spirit. Do you understand that? I can't hear you. So your spirit will first be tested. It has to be a test of the spirit. If you begin any purpose in the flesh, you just get there. You say, we are going to be excellent here. And then you live the way others are living. You can eat what others can eat. The money they share with other people, you are also collecting it. Your spirit is not, first of all, your concern. That's why in this place, we keep emphasizing on, first of all, your spirituality. Because you can't go far if you are not strong, first of all, spiritually. Your purpose will be frustrated if you don't start a life of purpose from the spirit. See Acts chapter 19 and verse 2. Acts chapter 19 and verse 2 is quite important. Acts chapter 19, verse 2. Paul said to them, Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. So there are people who are living their lives, they have not heard anything about the life of the Spirit, and yet they want to make a difference. But Daniel knew, I cannot make any impact here except I first settle my life from the Spirit. Test of the Spirit. Test of his spirituality made him to reject what we feed his flesh, his carnality. When you check 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 17, check 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 17. I want you to see something there. Very important. 2 Corinthians 1:17. He said, when I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness or the things that I propose to do? Do I propose according to the flesh? Do I propose? Do I go after my purpose according to the flesh? No, it will be frustrated. I go after my purpose, first of all, according to the Spirit. I become a person of the Spirit. That's how my purpose will not be frustrated. Do you think if Daniel had enjoyed the way what they were enjoying in Babylon, do you think they wouldn't have succeeded in frustrating his purpose? It will now get to a time Daniel will now say, no, we have to change things here. And he has lived like them. He's going nowhere. So he didn't purpose according to the flesh. He was a man of the Spirit. Let me stop at this. There are about 7 tests I ought to share with you, but I will stop at this just one. You must not purpose according to the flesh. Flesh can never change anything. So if you are going to be somebody with excellent spirit, you must not begin in the flesh. It begins in the Spirit. That's why what they identify about Daniel is that excellence, they didn't say excellent speech, excellent oratory. They said, excellent, there is a spirit. He began his purpose. He had excellent purpose that was found in the Spirit. Be a man of the Spirit. Respond to everything you do wherever you are in the Spirit. And you will have what is called excellent purpose. Lift your 2 hands unto heaven. Ask for excellent spirit this morning. Father, I want excellent spirit. I want to represent you. I want to live a life of purpose for you. Give me excellent spirit. Let's pray for excellent spirit. Rise, please, on your feet and ask God for it. In the name of Jesus.